Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Zone Running Schemes 301. Today we're going to be talking about Inside Zone. For those of you that joined us, we highly recommend you check out the Outside Zone video. It's going to give us a little bit of context of how we're moving forward here. But Ian, if I'm looking at a play and I'm seeing, again, the offensive line moving in a unified front in a general direction, how do I differentiate between an inside zone run play and an outside zone run play?
If you're watching general college football, it's not that hard.
Great.
Generally in college football, the inside zone teams are moving much more straight ahead at the snap. So everyone will take an initial lateral step like outside zone, but it's not as wide. And then they're looking to get downhill and just start pushing the defense backwards, or at least like connecting. And the running back is going to aim inside, whereas outside zone, the running back aims outside, but then he often ends up cutting, you know, downhill. In inside zone, he's aiming inside, and then perhaps he might bounce it outside, depending on his reads and what the results of the play are telling him to do. But his initial aiming point is different. With Texas,
so with outside zone. We talked a little bit about how the running back really is almost going through like a quarterback's progression, trying to find their lane. With inside zone, is that progression more narrow? Do they have more of a specific place they need to go?
It is more narrow for most teams, depending on how they run it. There's really almost like two different kinds and two different schools of inside zone. There's like the way Tom Herman ran it at Texas, which is what I'm describing, where it's much more straight ahead. Downhill. And in that case, the running back's reads are, he's almost like just looking at where the linebackers fit and then making them wrong. Then there's another version of inside zone, which is what Texas uses under Steve Sarkisian, where it's kind of like outside zone, but the running back doesn't aim quite as wide. And so the cutback comes a little quicker. And it is built off of outside zone much more so than like the Tom Herman style would be.
Okay, I want to look at an example of this. But before we do, let's hear from our sponsor.
This video is brought to you by Andre the Lawyer. If you're injured, trust the team that secured millions for their clients and helped thousands of Texans with their injury case. Car wrecks, slip and falls, 18-wheeler accidents, on-the-job injuries, and wrongful deaths. Don't let insurance tell you what your claim is worth. Hire Andre the Lawyer to fight for you. Principal office is in Dallas, but they serve Texans throughout the state. So don't wait and call Andre the Lawyer today at 214-444-8808. That's 214-444-8808. The contact information is in the description.
Again, let's start pre-snap. What are we seeing here? What is the general characteristics and tenets of that?
They are going to be, now Georgia's going to shift late before the snap, which changes everything for the offense. But they're going to run zone to the left, and they're going to aim, the running back is going to aim for more or less in between the left tackle and the left guard.
Which is the B gap.
The B gap, and he's going to aim there in the B gap, and then he's going to cut back based on what happens there. And for Texans, the play is almost like a misdirection the way they run inside zone, because they're going to take initial lateral step that's a little bit wide, but then they're going to stop and they're going to start to try to get downhill. And what they're going to try to do is go lateral initially to encourage the linebackers to overcommit, and then just start pushing them in that direction so that the running back can cut back. So it's very similar to outside zone, but it's hitting harder and faster downhill.
Okay.
So you hit play, you'll see they shift. So that means everybody has to change their assignment. And then you see, this is extremely blurry between outside zone and inside zone.
Yeah, I would say so. It looked pretty close.
He's aiming a little bit outside, but you can tell the linemen are looking to just sort of push guys a little more than on outside zone, where they're really trying to get more lateral stretch. the way they run outside the zone, they really want to get guys like, they would like to get DJ Campbell. On this one, he gets on the guards, on the defensive tackle's shoulder, and he just starts shoving him sideways. On outside zone, he'd want to get all the way to the other side of that player. This one, it's like they're almost like they're feigning, like they're trying to do that so that Georgia starts going that way, and then they just can just push him. And this was one of the few times where that actually worked. On outside zone, your 100% your goal is stretch them out to the sideline so that gaps are created, creases are created in between the ball and the sideline for your running back to find and run through. On inside zone, you're wanting to get more vertical push. So it's not so much about hitting specific targets as it is about creating a little bit of a stretch and a little bit of leverage for yourself and then pushing guys down the field.
Got it.
So you can see on this play that the guy who ends up being the nose tackle, if you can pause it, the guy who's right across from Majors, they end up getting a pretty good shove on him, and that's why the play is successful. And they're able to, him and DJ Campbell are able to push him down the field, and the running back is just kind of following that double team. You know, he's almost like running into the back of them, I believe, for a minute before the play unfolds. You can hit it again. Hopefully I'll be right. Yeah, see, he's like turned around. By the time the running back gets to the nose tackle, 97, the nose tackle doesn't even see him because he's been turned around by the double team. So it's a more forceful, direct version of general zone play. And it is that despite being more lateral than the way that most teams would run inside zone.
So with the inside zone, in terms of what I'm hearing is it's also probably going to be a more north-south in terms of the running as opposed to more east-west. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's going to be north-south faster because all the aiming points are tighter. So like for an offensive lineman on outside zone, I want to get to the outside shoulder of the next guy to my, let's say if we're running left, the guy to my left, I want to get to his outside shoulder so that he gets cut off. On inside zone, I'm aiming for his inside shoulder. So he may be like, oh, you didn't get me this time. You didn't reach me. You're in trouble. And then you judo them and just push them the way they already want to go. That's the way that this style of inside zone would work. The Tom Herman style is less judo and more just push them backwards.
Would teams major in inside zone and not necessarily outside zone, or they generally would do both?
In college, teams often do one or the other much more. So like in Texas does both because they are kind of an outside zone sort of team, or they have been. They want to be able to run outside zone. And so inside zone is like more of a complement. And so they're closer together. Teams that want to major in outside zone are going to pick often lighter and quicker offensive linemen. And you're aiming for agility and quickness over other concerns. And then there are other teams that run inside zone and use it as a counterpart to like power or counter or things like that. And they will, this is very common in college football. A lot of those teams just, they want everybody on the offensive line to just be like 6'4" taller, 300, 315, 320, 330 pounds. Everybody just a big framed dude. And then we will teach you the footwork and everything is going to be very direct. And you don't have to be as agile to make the play work. And we just want you to be a big obstacle. So you're either, you know, preventing the other team from getting penetration to the backfield, or we are double teaming you and driving you back. So if you lean really far in one direction or the other, you actually end up with two different sorts of players.
Right. Right. Makes a lot of sense. Is there anything else you want to add to this before we close it out?
Eventually we'll get to duo, which Texas runs duo a fair amount. They'll probably run it a fair amount in the coming years. And duo is essentially indistinguishable from a very tightly aimed inside zone, which we'll talk about. But some people might say, like, oh, Texas has an inside zone play. It's, they do, but it's duo.
Right. So,
this is some confusion and hopefully a teaser for future videos.
Good job, Ian, like laying out a little bit of a teaser for the people. It's great. Thank you guys so much for being here. If we messed up anything, I'm sure you'll tell us about us in the comments. If you have any questions for us, hit us up in the comments. And please come to InsideTexas.com. We've got a lot of great information for you there.